Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Supporters of an effort to get rid of Alaska's ranked choice voting system are accused of intentional deception by failing to properly report their activities, including the involvement of Christian organization, according to allegations in the new complaint filed with the state campaign finance watchdogs. The Associated Press says that the group of Alaskans for Honest Elections is gathering signatures with the goal of getting on next year's ballot, an initiative that aims to repeal the state's system of open primaries and ranked vote general elections. But Alaskans for Better Elections, which supports the election system, wants to halt the signature gathering until the repeal group fixes the alleged violations and pays all potential fines. This is the third time Alaskans for Better Elections filed a complaint against the repeal group with the state election watchdog. The latest complaint filed on Monday says that the group appeared to be using Wellspring Ministries in Anchorage as an unreported base of operations for signature gathering efforts. This is despite public claims by Wellspring that the church was not involved. Kevin Clarkson, an attorney representing individuals and groups advocating for the repeal of ranked voting, said that the complaint was a mash of false allegations, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Alaska voters in 2020 approved the switch to open primaries and having ranked voting in general elections. Alaskans for Better Elections was behind that successful push. Supporters of ranked voting says it gives voters more choice and encourages candidates to move away from negative campaigning. Opponents claim the process is confusing. To learn more about this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. A Soldotna woman used a handgun to try and stop a dogfight. Instead, she shot her neighbor's window. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Soldotna woman was arrested after she accidentally put a bullet through the front door of her neighbor's house on Tuesday when she fired a shot at a couple dogs in her driveway. According to the Alaska State Troopers dispatch, troopers responded to a residence off of Funny River Road just after 10:30 in the morning on Tuesday after a homeowner called in to report her front window had been shot through. Once on the scene, troopers' investigation revealed that a dogfight had broken out in the driveway of Nessa Brandt, age 25, of Soldotna. Brandt then fired a handgun in an attempt to scare the dogs away. Unfortunately, the shot she fired went across the street and through the window of her neighbor's front door and out the back door of the house. According to the Alaska State Troopers, no one was struck or injured by the wayward round. Brandt was arrested for second and fourth degree misconduct involving weapons. She was remanded at Wildwood Pretrial Facility and held without bail pending arraignment. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman will be holding a meeting in the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers this Thursday at 6 p.m. to hear from the people of the community. Bjorkman says that the meeting will mainly be to hear from constituents about legislative priority issues. It will also be a time to hear from individuals about some ideas for the state. Some of the topics that are going to be discussed will be the cost of electricity, natural gas, education, and road maintenance.
Energy in general in this state is very expensive, and the cost of energy really hurts our economy from moving forward because it adds so much to the cost of goods that our businesses produce. So I am interested in hearing from people about ideas and ways that we can reduce the cost of energy and that we can make sure that we have reliable gas and electric utilities well into the future.
Overall, Bjorkman wants to invite members of the community to attend this meeting so he can better help address issues happening within the peninsula.
I'm excited that so many people in our community are engaged on these issues and care deeply about.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Thursday.